I think they have to. The economic situation is so stressed in both the northern and southern economies that without some immediate infusion of hard currency, hyperinflation is on the way. The transit fee figure, $7.26 per barrel from the Greater Nile Petroleum Operating Company in the western part of South Sudan, and $9.10 per barrel from Petrodar, these are very high by international standards. And I think what the South was trying to do was put on the table an offer that was so good that international parties pressuring them would say, we can't pressure them to do any more than they have. Now, South Sudan doesn't have that money, but it's a commitment to provide it in the future. I don't see how the South could have offered any more than this. And so I think Khartoum, having played brinksmanship before, is either going to accept this deal, or if they don't accept it, they're signaling that they're not interested in a deal. They're interested in crushing, ultimately militarily seizing the key parts of South Sudan.
Ahead of the UN Security Council deadline on the 2nd of August, what will happen if a deal isn't done, both with respect to South Sudan, given the nature of this offer that they've tabled, and the North and Sudan?
Well, I'm sure nothing will happen, actually. Even if there's one party that's clearly recalcitrant, even if there's one party that clearly is blameworthy, the Chinese and the Russians will ensure that Security Council action, which is the only action that matters, will not be taken. This is a deadline really without any threat of sanctions, very weak and not likely to do anything more than prompt Khartoum to come up with a counteroffer.
So we can't really call it a deadline as such. It's more or less a marker point, I suppose.
Yes, I think that's exactly the way to put it. It's a marking point. And Juba certainly feels as though it's suffered very badly in the eyes of the international community, especially around the attack on Heglig Panto in April. I think what the negotiators in Addis are doing is saying to the international community, look, we are a responsible negotiating party here. This is a very reasonable and generous deal. If Khartoum doesn't accept it, then you must make the obvious inference. Khartoum is not interested in making a deal.
Of course, the other issue which needs to be agreed upon ahead of this 2nd of August UN Security Council date is the demarcation of borders. This is going to be a lot trickier, don't you think?
Completely impossible. And let's distinguish between delineation, putting a line on a map, and demarcation, which is actually putting markers on the ground. Delineation hasn't begun to do the hard work it needs to, hasn't begun to. A demarcation, which is key to actually signaling when violations have occurred, has never gotten underway. At one point, Abyei was to be demarcated, and Khartoum prevented that from occurring. So we're not going to have either border delineation, let alone border demarcation, by August 2nd. What will be interesting is if there's any real commitment in evidence to such border delineation.